Peter O'Connell.
Chapter 3. In Search of Greener Pastures. Where the hell are they? Here we were in the middle of the Serengeti Plain, grassland stretching to the horizon, and all around us, nothing. Just 2 weeks ago, according to our guide, Amos Urio, this very place had been awash in wildebeest and zebras. Hundreds of thousands of them, but a lack of rains had prompted them to move on in search of greener pastures. Now, the only creatures in sight were a couple of Thompson's gazelles nibbling the brown grass and nervously twitching their tails. I repeated my question. Where are the herds? Amos, more bemused than perplexed by the situation, replied, "They're gone." That war came home to the United States on September 11, 2001, along with the message that there are people who hate the United States and the values it espouses. They are not only determined to resist the spread of those values, they are also committed to attacks against the power and interest of the United States. In June 2005, the president stated that Iraq had become the epicenter of this struggle, and then quoted Osama bin Laden. Quote, "This third world war is raging in Iraq. The whole world is watching, and the struggle will end in victory and glory, or in misery and humiliation." Unquote. This audiobook is geared for all the investors and would-be investors out there who know the importance of managing their money for the future, but who aren't entirely certain how to go about it. And that's probably the majority of the general population. Public opinion polls tell us that more Americans think and worry about money and how to invest it than any generation in this country's history. Part of this, as we'll explain, is due to the fact that more of us are responsible for our own financial future than ever before. Yet fewer than one in five of us feel like we're doing very well at this incredibly important task.